And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of Lady Gregory, born Isabella Augusta Paris on this day in 1852 in County Tipperary, Ireland, an early patron of William Butler Yeats and his most loyal friend. Along with him, one of the founders of the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. She owned the estate in Cool in County Galway in Western Ireland, where Yeats wrote a number of his poems, including The Wild Swans at Cool, which begins, "The trees are in their autumn beauty, the woodland paths are dry. Under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. Upon the brimming water, among the stones, are 59 swans." It was on this day in 1975 that the Home Brew Computer Club first met in a garage near Menlo Park in Silicon Valley. 1975, computers were not for personal use. They were gigantic, could take up an entire room, could cost about $1 million apiece. Among the early members of the Home Brew Computer Club were high school friends Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, who designed the Apple I and the Apple II to bring down to the Home Brew Computer Club and show it off. It's the birthday of the novelist Leslie Marmon Silco, born Albuquerque, 1948, grew up in the Laguna Pueblo Reservation, went to law school, but she quit after she read Charles Dickens's Bleak House. She said, "The law has nothing to do with justice, and injustice can't be left unchallenged. So I decided to be a writer. Writing can't change the world overnight, but writing may have an enormous effect over time, over the long haul." Best known for her novel Ceremony, the story of a Laguna man named Tayo, who comes home to the reservation after surviving World War II and the Bataan Death March. Here's a poem by Carl Dennis entitled String Quartet. "Art and life, I wouldn't want to confuse them, but it's hard to hear this quartet without comparing it to a conversation of the quiet kind, where no one tries to outtalk the other participants, where each is eager instead to share in the task of moving the theme along from the opening statement to the final bar. A conversation that isn't likely to flourish when sales technicians come trolling for customers, office holders for votes, preachers for converts. Many good people among such talkers, but none engaged like the voices of the quartet in resisting the plots time hatches to make them unequal, to set them at odds, to pull them asunder. I love the movement where the cello is occupied with repeating a single phrase, while the others strike out on their own three separate journeys that seem to suggest each prefers, after all, the pain and pleasure of playing solo. But no, each, near the end, swerves back to the path their friend has been plodding, and he receives them as if he never once suspected their loyalty. Would I be moved if I thought the music belonged to a world remote from this one, if it didn't seem instead to be making the point that conversation like this is available at moments sufficiently free and self-forgetful, and at other moments maybe there's still a chance to participate in the silence of listeners who are glad for what they manage to bring to the music and for what they manage to take away." A poem by Carl Dennis, String Quartet, from Unknown Friends, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.